Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, March 23rd, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple is further cracking down on its in-person work requirements. According to a new report, Apple is closely monitoring the attendance of employees via badge records to ensure that they are coming to the office at least 3 times a week. The report says that Apple is giving employees, quote, escalating warnings if they don't meet the in-person work requirements. And within some organizations at Apple, employees are being told that failure to comply could result in termination, though this doesn't appear to be a company-wide policy. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman also recently reported on some of the changes that Apple has made in an effort to cut expenses. And in that report, Gurman also pointed out that Apple is being more strict on enforcing these in-person requirements. Apple, like most companies, shifted to remote work in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Almost exactly a year ago, however, it began a transitional hybrid return-to-work policy that started with Apple requiring in-person work 1 day per week, and then 2 days per week. As of last September, that policy requires in-person work at least 3 days per week. Individual teams at Apple are still believed to have at least some autonomy in enforcing these work requirements, so certain teams might require in-person work 5 days per week, while other teams can theoretically be more lenient on requiring in-person work even 3 days a week. It's clear, however, that individual teams may slowly be losing that flexibility as Apple looks for ways to cut costs, which basically means looks for ways to fire people. In other news today, we have a pair of Apple TV Plus stories to discuss. Bloomberg reports that Apple is significantly expanding its original films division to focus on blockbuster titles that will debut widely in theaters first, before arriving on Apple TV Plus streaming. This report says Apple will spend $1 billion annually on its slate of original movies, and Apple is in talks to release these films in thousands of theaters at least a month ahead of their streaming debut. Up until now, Apple original films have been released in small theatrical runs, mostly just enough to qualify for awards eligibility. Bloomberg says that Apple is looking to partner with established movie studios to handle international theatrical distribution, but it has not yet finalized agreements such as the size of marketing budgets and distribution commission for those partner studios. This change could go into effect as soon as this year, and Bloomberg says Apple hopes to have multiple films released this year with wide theatrical distribution. Furthermore, Bloomberg reports that Apple is considering acquiring the rights to stream English Premier League and lower league football matches in the UK. In the UK, Premier League matches are currently broadcast by companies including Sky, BT Sport, and Amazon. Unlike the recent deal for MLS soccer in the United States and around the world, this Premier League deal would be much smaller in scope and would only allow Apple to show Premier League games in the UK. But of course, not all of these rumors come to fruition, as we learned when Apple was aggressively pursuing rights to the NFL Sunday Ticket package before finally losing out in negotiations to YouTube. Rounding out today, Apple and Epic Games have had more than their fair share of disagreements, especially when it comes to the App Store, as both companies push forward with new augmented reality and virtual reality platforms. Epic Games CEO Tim Sweeney is already sounding the alarm about Apple's behavior. In an interview as part of the Game Developers Conference this week, Sweeney discussed his thoughts on the so-called metaverse, including Epic's vision for a unified ecosystem that, quote, doesn't become another walled garden. This is a clear jab at Apple, which Sweeney believes operates a walled garden with the App Store on the iPhone and iPad. Sweeney believes that Apple will, quote, crush the metaverse or extract all the profit from it. He said, quote, Apple could just amend all of the platform rules tomorrow to kill everything everybody is doing, and that's why we need robust antitrust laws. He went on to say that Epic can overcome any other challenges that might get in the way of its vision for the metaverse, but it wouldn't be able to overcome Apple's domination. Quote, we see them as utterly dominating this business if they're allowed to use their market power and hardware to do so, so that's something we're fighting. End quote. Epic has a broad interest in the metaverse, with Sweeney saying the company wants to compete in the engine space with Unreal Engine, with server hosting in the future, and much more. He said, quote, if we just build this thing in an open environment, then companies can live on their merits. We very much like that because we have a history of winning on the merits when given the chance, and we're terribly frustrated at markets like iOS, where you can't just make an Epic Games Store because Apple says so. End quote. For its part, Apple is expected to announce its Reality Pro headset at WWDC in June, alongside new software platforms to power it, and we're expecting a platform similar to the App Store for iPhone and iPad, but this time for the headset. That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. We'll be off tomorrow, but back on Monday for a full week of Apple news. In the meantime, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe on Apple's podcast app or in Spotify or Overcast or wherever you listen every day. And while you're there, it's very helpful to us if you leave us a 5-star rating and a review to help more people find the show. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter or Mastodon at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back on Monday for a new week of 9to5 Mac Daily.